Anyone who's been downwind from a Kansas feedlot knows the pungent odor of cattle crowded together while they're fattened for slaughter. Now, there's a drug for cattle that can cut back on the threat that ammonia poses to air and water quality. The only problem? The cattle industry doesn't have much incentive to use it. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service reports from Garden City on why the drug may be a tough sell.
Confined in feedlots by the thousands, cattle snort, sniff, fart, urinate, and poop. Amid their waste, ammonia. That makes the air unhealthy and can kill life in rivers and lakes. Ammonia is composed of nitrogen and hydrogen.
We know that only about 15% of the dietary nitrogen that a calf consumes is going to be retained within the tissues of the body. The rest of that nitrogen is going to be excreted, typically in the urine and the feces, predominantly in the urine. As ammonia.
That's Justin Wagner, a beef systems specialist at Kansas State University. What if cattle didn't leave behind so much ammonia? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved animal drug maker Elanco's Experior feed supplement in November for just that purpose, but the company hasn't said when it will sell the drug or how much it will charge. The American Association for the Advancement of Science says ammonia is harmful to human lungs and can even lead to premature death. That new drug only cuts emissions by 14% to 18%, but that's a start, says Sarah Place, a researcher at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
I think when you multiply it out by a lot of animals, right, that can be pretty significant in terms of reducing ammonia emissions. So the thing is like we'll never be able to totally eliminate those emissions, so it is more about those incremental reductions.
Black, white, and red-colored cattle stare at Jeff George's truck as he drives through the Finney County feed yard he manages. One by one in a row, stretching a few hundred feet, they lift their heads from large concrete troughs. George says he'd consider Experior if it helped him make money.
It's got to have some type of performance benefit or some type of financial benefit. And if it doesn't, then it's highly unlikely that product would get fed in the industry.
Place says the drug could possibly boost the animal's weight because the drug helps retain nitrogen and produce more protein.
So just biologically, right, if we're reducing the amount of nitrogen excreted, we're retaining more in the animal, we're probably becoming more efficient at converting feed into actual red meat.
Yeah, when the FDA gave the green light to Experior, it said the drug only cuts back on ammonia. The agency found no evidence it helped cattle put on weight, pounds that would mean more profit to the industry. And the bottom line for feedlot managers like George is cost.
You know, the profit margins in the livestock business in general are really thin. So anything that we do has to have a financial benefit. And it's not that farmers and ranchers aren't concerned about the environment or it's not that they don't want to do anything to improve the environment. It's the issue that there's not enough money there to be able to afford to do that.
But Kevin Kedra, an equities sell-side analyst with G Research in Rye, New York, says there's not much incentive for someone running a feedlot.
If the incentive is, okay, I want to be a good steward for the environment, you know, it's a bit of a tougher sell given that, you know, the data, it's not like this thing wipes it out 100%.
The only way Kevin Kedra sees the drug catching on, if the Environmental Protection Agency required producers to cut their ammonia emissions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life. Find more stories at ksnewsservice.org.